Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now is my time.
This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is Damon Stoudemire, head coach over at Pacific, and the winner of the Ben Jobe National Coach of the Year Award. That was announced this morning, and he joins us now. Coach, congrats, man. What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Just trying to stay sane and all the rest of it as we get through these crazy times, right? So that's about it, man.
Before we get to you being Coach of the Year, which is fantastic, by the way, how are you living through these crazy times? How is it out in Cali?
It's cool. I mean, you maintain it. You do what you got to do. I mean, nothing's really open. You know, the central spots is open. You know, the grocery store is open. Target, Costco, things of that nature. FedEx is open, things, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, most of the other businesses are closed. I think it's a... I haven't been outside at night. I don't know how long, but I think it's a curfew. It's an imposed curfew. And I want to say it's about 10, 11 o'clock. And if you're out, I think you can get citation or possibly arrested. I'm not for sure about that though. But it's cool. I mean, you're trying to maintain and, It's getting warmer outside, I should say. So, you know, that gets a little harder. You know, down here in the Bay, is, you know, you got that, I like to say, that good weather. So, you know, once that sun come out, you know, it's going to be interesting if we're still in these times, you know, if people going to still abide by what we need to abide by to get through this.
Right.
We're going to have people cutting against the grain. So, yep. You know, but yeah, no, everything is everything. So it's funny, you know, a lot of my coaches, they all live around me. So, you know, during this time, actually, you know, I've been seeing a lot of coaches got different ways of how they've been doing things, but man, we all in walking distance. So everybody come by my house or whatever, you know, we'll go over some things. We'll call some kids on the phone, you know, just kind of chop it up, entertaining each other, keeping each other company too. So, man, it's been quite frankly for me. I mean, wouldn't want it this way, but it's kind of been refreshing, to be honest with you. Just to have a chance to sit back, man. You know, you don't really get these opportunities, and you know, it's a chance for you to sit back, reflect, do some different things. And, you know, why you got this time? Because we all know whenever. Everything gets back to, man, everybody going to be full throttle ahead.
Exactly.
Every single thing that they're doing. So,
has this, I mean, for you personally, Dame, I mean, has this changed anything sort of about maybe what you had hoped to do or had planned to do? Or has this just sort of it hasn't really changed anything for you?
Nah, it hasn't changed nothing for me. From a basketball standpoint, you know, with my team and everything, I mean, I, you know, obviously this is recruiting. You know, you'd be, you know, well, actually we wouldn't have been recruiting, but I think, you know, I would assume that we probably would have been in some type of postseason. And then after that, you know, you're getting ready for the recruiting period and all that stuff. But, you know, truth be told, man, it's going to sound crazy. It just kind of it makes it easier. You know, it does. It makes it easier from the standpoint that now you're just working the phone. And when everything is up, I mean, you know, the way I've kind of done it here is really unconventional, too. So it's not really like I do it the normal way. You know, as if I was, you know, for instance, still an assistant at Arizona, still an assistant at Memphis, you know. So we do things totally different. So, you know, I would say this hasn't necessarily changed. I would love to be in the gym with my guys, though. That's about the only thing. But, you know, it hasn't really changed the way we do that. I'm doing. Anything that I would have had done had things been normal.
How'd you do it this season, Coach? You picked eighth in the WCC. You end up finishing tied for third. You win 23 games. Like you talked about, it was definitely going to be a postseason for you guys. How'd you do this in a year that you were supposed to be down out of Pacific, man? We all knew you were going to be a good one leaving out of here, but you're Coach of the Year material in the conference and national. How are you getting this done? Is it the players or just you, Coach? Tell us the secret.
It's the players, man.
Stop.
Listen. I have one theory. This is my theory. I don't believe that coaches get better. I believe that your players get better. I think that, you know, the players they really came to. Like I said, I got a system, man. It's systematic. Everybody has their system. Everybody has their analytic system. Mm-hmm. I got my analytic system for how I pick players, and so I've been doing this grad transfer thing for about the last 3 years, I should say. So you know, I've seen it coming. You know, my second year here, you know, people tend to forget, but we actually came in fourth place my second year in conference. We had a tough non-conference schedule, so we started out the gate slow, but we actually won 9 conference games my second year and came in fourth place. And, you know, we added a couple grad transfers that year. And actually, my big was Defensive Player of the Year that year. So, you know, I kind of fell on something right there with that grad transfer. So then I doubled back and came back with a couple more grad transfers. Mm-hmm. We lost a lot of close games in my third year, especially in conference. You know, but this year I added 3 grad transfers. And, you know, they came in and they played really well for me. And then my best player, you know, had been with me, been a pillar of my program. You know, he just had one of those years. I mean, he was one of those guys that, you know, as I was getting calls from around the country, you know, a lot of coaches that I know, I mean, he could have played, you know, guys, the drill. Mm-hmm. I seen something in the kid that at that time he didn't see in himself. That kid could have played on any team in America, you know, and contributed. Probably been a starter on any team in America. He was defensive. Jahlil Tripp, from Brooklyn,
yep.
From Brooklyn, New York.
Yep.
You know, Coney Island. You know, he did a great job for me. You know, he led our conference in rebounding. He was Defensive Player of the Year. He can guard 1 through 4. He got every man rebound we needed at that time. You know, he made every big play. For us, and you know, in terms of getting downhill, I mean, man, it just wasn't, you know, I didn't see a better guy. There wasn't a better guy in our league, you know, at doing that. And you know, everything fell into place from that standpoint. But these dudes, they really bought in. We were really good defensively, you know, and they allowed me to coach them. You know, that was the biggest thing. I always say this, man, when you're dealing with these kids today, You gotta love on them, because if you don't love on them, they won't allow you to coach them. So, you know, they allowed me to coach them, and, you know, we just had a good old time, you know, being around each other too. I had a really good group of guys. Not to say that the teams in the past weren't the same, but this team I had this year, they were better. Like, you know, I don't do this, you know, not liking any player that I got, but if you don't win the championship, you don't win the championship, then you got to get better. You know, right? You got to get mm-hmm. better. That's my motto. And, you know, if I got a player on my team that was a starter this year and we didn't win the championship, then I'm trying to find something a little bit better than him. No offense to that kid.
I got you.
Know, I'm honest with every guy on my team. Honesty is a must, and they know I'm going to keep it 100 through and through, and they appreciate that, you know, on the front end, because we don't catch lies on the back end. So, you know, and that was the key to this team, because it's different, man. Like, you know, it's so different. You know, I just don't think I didn't even know it, you know, but, you know, just when you're talking about mid-major basketball, it's just levels to it. And I always go back. I can only go back to where I've been, right? So I go Arizona and I go Memphis, because I've been assistants at both of those schools. And, man, the stuff we was doing and the stuff we was getting at those schools and how we was doing it, man, that's unrealistic down on this level. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, you know, you gotta grind it out. Sometimes you got to even come out your pocket to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? In terms of getting stuff for your guys and, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, it makes you, you know, stuff like, you know, getting awards, even though it's an award and I got it, but it's everybody, team, staff, you know, to help me get that award. Like, you grind together. Like, you know, it's funny. I'm putting together, you know, I'm up here working on my schedule right now. And I'm trying to find games, you know. I'm trying to find games so we can go on a day trip instead of having to spend that money to get on the plane.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We kind of trying to save that money. And fortunately for us, we got a lot of schools around here in the area that we can do that. But then now the unfortunate thing is that it's hard to find those games, because the first thing they do is teams going, the high majors, they'll look at your roster and be like, man, we don't even want to take that chance. So we not going to get this dude $80,000 to come down here, man. And, mm-hmm. you know, and
beat us.
It could go the other way. You know what I'm saying? So it's always a little give and take in what you're doing, but, you know, appreciative of every moment of it, because I tell you what, it's made me actually understand college basketball, because I thought I knew it. But I'll be honest with you, I didn't know it like I thought I knew it. And truth be told, I'm glad I didn't get no big job on the initial, because I probably got fired. Like,
wow.
I think I'm man enough to admit that, because on the initial, it's just a lot more than what you think it is. And if you don't got the right people, you don't got the right staff intact, man, this thing will eat you up.
Damon, I don't think a lot of people sort of know the circumstances, you know, under which you took the job at Pacific. The program was on probation. You didn't have full scholarships until, what, a couple years ago. So has that made you appreciate sort of these moments more? The fact that you know how hard you had to grind, how hard you had to, you know, how much it took to get here. Does it make you appreciate sort of the journey that much more, knowing what it took to get to this point?
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. You know, the crazy thing is that we didn't actually get off probation until this year. This was the first year we were off probation. So this was the first year I had 13 scholarships.
Wow.
When I got here, I only had 8 scholarships. I had 40 less recruiting days, and had a 10-week period during the year where I couldn't contact, you know, phone, email, you know, video mesh, whatever it might be, any recruit. So that was what was imposed over a 3-year period, and we lost 6 scholarships. So yeah, that's what I was dealing with on the initial. And, you know, one thing about it is I just never said nothing, because it's like, you know, I told my staff this. I said, we took the job. I took the job because it was an opportunity, opportunity only, you know what I mean? But, you know, like I told my staff, we're not even going to worry about that. We're not going to dwell on it. We're just going to go, and we're going to try to beat this thing down brick by brick. And, you know, we'll just go from there. So, yeah, it does, man. It does. It makes these moments special. You know, when we played St. Mary's earlier this year, in a four overtime game, you know, we end up beating them and get to the locker room. And it just kind of broke me down because people don't understand. Like, I can't understand and nobody can understand because I wouldn't even understood it. Like, it's just, you know, what you have to deal with. First of all, what you got to deal with in this league. People don't even know how good this league is. Mm-hmm. Like, from top to bottom, man, this league is so good. Like, people don't even understand it. Like, you know, we was about to have three tournament teams, all deservedly so, you know, but it's just a good league. You got San Francisco, you got us, you got Santa Clara. Like, these are good teams. We had 6-21 teams in conference, in our conference this year. But it's just like, you know, every time you're able to beat a St. Mary's or, you know, this award or whatever, like, it just kind of signifies that you're going in the right direction, because I know what it looked like when I took this job in the middle of March 2016.
That's why it's so impressive what you've done. We're talking to Ben Job, National Coach of the Year. Damon Stoudemire is the head coach out at Pacific. Ja Morant, the Rookie of the Year, man. What have you thought about that young man's season? I know you keep an eye on it.
Yeah, you know, I always pick up more on the NBA when college season is over. So I was looking forward to watching a little bit more. But, you know, obviously, you know, you see the highlights and everything. And, yeah, he's really good, man. You know, kind of like heaven sent for the city of Memphis. Yep. You know, it seems like it's just, you know, he's kind of, you know, when I see him and the way he plays and, you know, he kind of got, he's young, you know, he got that energy. Mm-hmm. You know, he got the swag. It's kind of like, you know, I think that he's done a good job of kind of, you know, reinvigorating the city. And, you know, now it's time for the organization to get a new slogo. Gotta let the grit and grind go, man. That, you know, we gotta get some. Y'all gotta come up with some stuff over there, guys. You guys gotta get them all. We done with the grit and grind. That's not grit and grind no more. Do they have anybody on their team over 25 anymore?
Jonas, that's about it, right? Yeah. Valanciunas, I think he's 27. That's about it.
That is, and Gorgie Jang is 30.
You know, you got the right. You know, it's funny. You got the right kind of team. You got the right people, man. You know, you got Ja Morant, who, yeah, I feel like he's Rookie of the Year. I mean, it's a no-brainer. Truth be told, it reminds me totally different scenario because he's on a team that's in the eighth position. It reminds me of when I had won Rookie of the Year back in 96, and I was like running away with it. And then probably about midseason, you know, you get a bunch of guys where they start talking about, you know, this guy and that guy, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they try to. I shouldn't say they. When I say they, I don't want to make it seem like people are trying to take away from what Ja Morant is doing. But I think at times, you know, as media members and people that cover the media, I think that it's for them to try to find somebody that, okay, well, let's throw him out, let's make this entertaining. And I think with Zion, nobody's doubting that he's a great player and going to be a great player, but he just haven't had the whole body of work. You know, I just don't feel like somebody that hasn't played the whole year, you know, with somebody that done it for day one and his team is sitting in the eighth place, I just think it's hard. It's hard to say that he's the Rookie of the Year or even co-Rookie of the Year. You know what I mean? So that's just me, though.
Yeah.
With you 100%.
Hey, Dane, man, congratulations on everything once again, man. It's always good to catch up, man, and stay safe out there.
It's a pleasure, Coach, and congrats.
Hey, one last thing, man. I appreciate that, man. Martin, man, I know you're a diehard Raider fan.
Yeah.
Based on the stuff you're tweeting out. But, man, you probably are the only dude, I'm going to be honest with you, you probably are the only dude that doesn't think that Marcus Mariota not going to kill.
Stop, man. I cannot believe you are doing this right now, man. We are going through enough right now, man.
Hey, check it out. This is what I'll say about Marcus Mariota. I think I never thought Tennessee was the right fit. And I understand I'm not a Tennessee fan nor a Raider fan, but what I, you know, being living down here in the Bay, man, these man, they diehards. They diehards. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I just think Mariota was need to be loved on. I think out here on this West Coast,
yeah.
Like, truth be told, like, it got to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't get him. Like, I think that it got to work. Now we're going to really see if dude can play or not. Like, when you got to play mistake-free football, like, and then everybody think you coming in and they think you're going to be this and that because of where you was drafted, like, man, that was just a lot of pressure on the kids. So, look, I'm going to tell you, you should just hold judgment on Mariota, man.
I've seen enough.
Everybody, look, hey, look, because if he turned Vegas out, listen, I don't want to see you down there in Vegas, man. Turning up, man. Talking about Mariota.
That's right. Don't go back the other way.
That's your that's your Portland bias coming out, Dame. That's what that is. That's the Oregon kid. That's your Portland bias. And I respect him, man. I respect. Now that's like you know, if your team acquires a point guard or a shooting guard who can't shoot, like it's a quarterback who can't make throws. I can't get excited about that. Sure, he might be a great leader, but I need somebody out there. I need a Patrick Mahomes. That's what I need.
Hey, we all need that, baby. Hey, yep. We can't have it though. We got to dream accordingly. Yep. We got to dream accordingly.
Yeah, let's get to 7 wins and try to get to sleep tonight. Hey, Dame, appreciate
Coach,
it, brother.
Thank you for this, all brother.
Right, yep.
All right, John. Yep. All right.
He is Damon Stoudemire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.